Welcome to Tune In, Discovering Your Authentic Self. My heartbeat is to connect with others and learn what they are thinking and feeling so I can empower them to find the answers within. We each have the answers inside us, but in order to access all the possibilities, we need to understand the truth of what is really going on inside, instead of choosing habits that shove down our feelings and continue to mask the pain and discomfort. We can rewire these faulty patterns we develop to avoid, but only when we become more aware and admit it to ourselves. We all have a story to tell, and the better we understand ourselves and how we think and feel, we can then make choices that are in alignment with our goals and values and who we want to be in this life. Join me on this Tune In journey. Welcome to Tune In, Discovering Your Authentic Self. Happy Monday. I'm recording this a month or so before this is aired, and I'm just starting my certification program for integrated attachment theory and learning about different attachment styles, emotional mastery, thoughts, beliefs, limiting beliefs, and all the things, and how they impact our relationships, not just intimate relationships, but family relationships, friends, and everything. So this podcast is going to be about emotional mastery. So emotions are super valuable to understanding our limiting beliefs, understanding our subconscious programming, and just understanding who we are as a person. We often label them as negative or hard or challenging when it's an emotion that brings up discomfort. But I'm going to challenge you to look at emotions differently. And through the tool that I'm going to give you, learn how to master them more instead of making them something really scary. So the emotions that we have, if we can learn to witness them, they show us to us. They show you to you. We feel them, and instead of reacting, we want to think about feeling them and reflecting, becoming curious. So when they come up in our body, thoughts come up in our mind. So when they come up in our body, ask ourselves, what is this trying to tell me? They're not good. They're not bad. They're not unhealthy. They're not healthy. It's the way that we respond that makes them good, bad, healthy, or unhealthy. So when we have an emotion, how often does this happen to you? You're talking to somebody and you're like, you know what? I'm so frustrated with X, Y, and Z. And that person's like, well, don't feel frustrated, or it's okay. Completely invalidating. So we do it to other people too. And so it's so important to let somebody just feel the way that they want to feel, or that they do feel. They don't necessarily want to, but that is how they feel. If then they can learn how to witness it, then they can work with it and change the thoughts and the actions and behaviors that come with those feelings. There are neurochemical reactions that come from the emotions that we have. So if we're thinking anger, frustration all the time, we're going to be flooded with those chemicals in our body. And people don't make you feel a certain way. It's what's inside of you that gets triggered by whatever that person is doing or saying. And it's usually something that you're not even realizing that it's going to be impacting you. All of our decisions are based on emotions. So think about that. That is a very, very serious statement, but very true. So you're going to make decisions based on the way that you're feeling. So if you're feeling a certain way and it's not in alignment with who you want to be and what you want to have in your life, you're going to make the wrong decision. So it's really important to understand your emotions, understand where they're coming from. A lot of times people do not learn how to sit with their emotions. Instead, there's something called dissociation, which is the act of shoving down the emotions, numbing them with some kind of external thing. So drinking, drugs, social media scrolling, television, movies, smoking, all sorts of things can come up with that. So we're not actually letting ourselves feel the emotions. We're doing something, shopping, that's another one, doing something to get rid of the discomfort in our body. So I'm going to give you a very quick tool. This is going to be a quick podcast, but very quick tool to learn how to start having some emotional mastery in your life. So number one, you want to witness and notice what emotions you are feeling when they come up. Number two, notice where you feel the sensations of those emotions in your body. I've talked about this before. For me, I typically feel a tightening in my chest, a pit in my stomach, tension in my neck and my upper traps. People feel it all different places. And then number three is you want to describe the sensations that you are experiencing, or whether they are hot, cold, tight, loose, empty. Just describe them. Pins and needles, stabbing. What type of sensations are coming up in your body? So this are the first steps on how to learn how to master your emotions. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Tune In, Discovering Your Authentic Self. If you found this valuable, please share it with a friend, and it would mean the world to me if you left a review. I love connecting with my listeners, so please reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook at Nicole Renee Jensen.